following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Dive into the world of football with the Red Zone Rundown, and I am your host, DJ Zero. Welcome to the sixth episode of the Red Zone Rundown, and this week I have a special interview with Jules.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
So, Jules, tell me a little bit about yourself.
First of all, I just want to say thank you for having me on this podcast. Yeah, but I am a second-year kinesiology major at the University of San Francisco, a fellow Jesuit institution, like Dominican. I've played sports my entire life. Although I don't play sports now, I still find ways to be active in my life. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself growing up around sports culture.
For as long as I can remember, I could say that sports has been a very pivotal part of my life. Either it's basketball or football, which didn't really last too long after a career-ending injury, or lacrosse. It's just always been something I have to kind of, you know, relieve stress or just, you know, have fun and be with people that I enjoy, you know, and just play sports.
You know, so there's people like me, a couple of our other friends, who are very passionate about sports, whether it's football, basketball. So why do you think you're so passionate about sports?
That's a good question. Let me think. Honestly, I think it's just something that I've always been, it's been my outlet for, you know, to relieve stress, like I said. So I haven't really had any other hobbies, like, you know, hiking or other boring hobbies. So sports has always been something I've just been doing 100% and being really passionate about it. I think also a part of it too is just my dad always telling me that if you want to do something, you got to do it 110% every time, whether it's sports or it's academics. So that's why I think I would say I'm pretty passionate about sports.
So for me personally, I haven't played sports since high school. I've done a little bit of pickup basketball here and there, go to the gym here and there. So personally, it's been pretty difficult to stay up with like a daily fitness regimen. What can you tell me about yourself? You know, I know that you run and you do intramural sports. So tell me a little bit about your fitness journey after high school.
So I would say my first semester at college, you know, not having sports to do, not having to go to like basketball practice or lacrosse practice after school really freed up a lot of my time. And, unfortunately that time was used to gain a couple LBs, which I noticed. And, you know, that freshman 15, that's a real thing. But, towards the second semester of that first year, I think that's when I really started to go out and be try to get involved with intramural sports, which is pretty nice. It's been pretty fun so far. You know, the game does run at a higher level than high school. It's not a joke. You know, it's like being a D1 athlete out here. But yeah, and then recently I've also just started running, which is like crazy to me. I never thought I would be able to run. You know, running like 1 mile for me used to be like something extreme. Like, I thought it would just take me forever to run a mile. But now I'd say, like, I can at least average at least maybe 2.5 miles if I just on an easy day. And I really just started running just because I'm kind of training for a half marathon right now. And also because I just can't have my dad outrunning me. You know, he's, like, 50, and he's, like, outrunning me. Like, that's just not a good look.
So tell me one important lesson that you learned as an athlete.
I think one of the biggest things you can learn, especially being like a student athlete, is like time management, you know, because there are times I'm not proud to say this, but there have been times when I've let the academics slip a little and I got too invested into, you know, doing sports and everything. It didn't get too bad, but, you know, it was getting close, you know, it was got me shivering in my boots, you know, and, but I think time management is a very important thing that I've learned. Also, just the idea of like pushing through, you know, not giving up so easily and falling over. You know, just want to, in the face of adversity, you know, don't fumble. It might sound cliche, but that's a true statement. And that's really something that I've kind of taken out of like sports and kind of just even implemented into my life. How about you? What are some things you've learned in your time playing sports?
I'd say an important lesson that I learned is that I think the biggest thing in every single sport is just confidence. You know, I think I lacked a lot of confidence when I was younger and, you know, kind of learning, like, especially basketball. You know, you had a lot of coaches telling you to do this, telling you to do that, and, like, trying to figure out your role is always a very difficult thing. And that actually leads me into my next question. So tell me how vital confidence is when you're playing a sport.
Confidence is really something that, you know, it's very important. It's something that people just don't, like, really look into, you know. If you're not confident, you're not, you know, you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to perform at your, you know, peak ability. And I think you even see it, like, in some, like, you know, some, like, pro athletes when they get, like, the jitters or something like that, their game completely tanks, you know. And I think confidence, it doesn't only, like, you know, it's not really focused on sports alone. I think it can also be implemented into, you know, regular life. You know, you had to have that confidence, you know, whether you're trying to, you know, spit some game at a girl or something, you know. You know, you need, like, that confidence, or, like, you're going for that job interview. If you're not feeling confident, you're not going to perform to the elite level that you know you can be at. That's why I think confidence is really something that just not a lot of people look at when they think, like, you know, they're always looking for, like, oh, he's strong, oh, he big, boss. But I think, confidence is very important to a player's success and how well they do on the field or whatever sport they play in.
So tell me about the differences between loving to play a sport versus loving to watch the sport. Because personally, like, I enjoyed playing basketball more than football because, like, the physicality for me, like, at a young age, it wasn't really there for me. But for basketball, I found it easier, had more fun. But watching football for me was just a different level of enjoyment. So share me your personal experiences with that.
I mean, I think I have the same kind of experience with you, you know. I'm a little guy, you know, so the football field is not, you know, for me, per se. So, but I think I've always loved watching football, you know, the 49ers, the Raiders. I'm just kidding. I hate the Raiders. Go Niners, bang, bang, Niner gang, till I die. But I think football is one of those sports where it's so fun to watch, you know, because I don't know, my grandma for some reason really loves the Niners. So watching it with her, that I just have a lot of memories of that. I would say I just started playing lacrosse more towards like eighth grade until like senior year of high school. But I wouldn't, if you were to tell me before even playing lacrosse that would be like my number one sport, I probably would have just laughed it off because, you know, it just doesn't seem like a sport I would be into. But it is one of those sports where now that I don't play it at the club level, unfortunately, like many schools offer, like Dominican, it just sucks. You know, there's like you're yearning for that, you know, like I just want to hit the field, you know. Yeah.
So if you didn't already know, this is a football podcast and we talk about football. And in your past, you've been a very experienced football player. Take me through that career-ending injury you had, and what grade was that?
Man, that was many moons ago, man. It was, if I had to say, I think it was sixth grade, man. It was tough, man, because I didn't think I was going to – I thought I was going to lose my arm, really. So let me color commentate for you real quick. All right, we're in shotgun right now. I'm left side of the quarterback. Quarterback hikes it. It's a screen. I'm doing a little curl, right? A little cloud route on the left, you know. I catch it. Good catch. I'm already thinking touchdown. 80-yard touchdown. What's my touchdown celebration going to be? Turning up field. Wouldn't you believe it, man? My blocker didn't block for me. Got cracked right in the arm, bro, and it's just one of the worst days of my life. I knew my football career was over at that moment. I knew I wouldn't be able to play at a higher level. But in all seriousness, I think at that point, it's like one of those jokes where they say, like, basketball players, you know, after they get hurt in football, they just transition to basketball because they're not trying to do that anymore. I think that was like me. Like, I'm not, I got hurt. I did my dues. I paid the price and switched to basketball.
So also tell me about your opinions on the 49ers this upcoming year.
You know, bang, bang, Niner gang, you know, I'm excited for the next season. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not too in depth with like all the pickups and the trades and everything like DJ Zero here, but I do think the Niners do have a good shot of making it back this year. I'm happy with you know, the Chargers pickup, the coach. You know, hopefully he doesn't, you know, make us lose by 70 points. That would be pretty embarrassing. But you know, Uncle Kyle really got a good team back there. You know, this might be Trent's last year, so we really got to make a push for that. Brandon Ayuk, he's scaring me right now. He's kind of just holding out. I don't know what he's doing. He's kind of, you know, he's scaring me, shivering me in my boots, tickling me. But I don't know why I said tickling me. Yeah, I mean, let's go Niners. I'm still going to be loyal if we lose. I might, you know, think about switching teams. Might be a Texans fan after they signed Stephon Diggs, but yeah, hopefully we win it.
All right, well, thanks Jules for coming on to the podcast and sharing your intake and your very interesting mind. All right, do you have any last words for the pod?
Go Dons. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you for listening to the sixth week of this podcast. I hope you tune in next week.